This news update's being brought to you by the Pizza Shack. Why go to a chain when you can get the best pizza in town at the Pizza Shack? Your local pizza restaurant located at 610 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with your news. A Michigan courtroom's grappling with a no-show defendant, Philip Lynn Curtis, who's managed and missed not one but two crucial court dates. Originally slated for a plea cutoff yesterday, Curtis was a no-show. The court rescheduled for Friday, but again, an empty seat. His own attorney, Andrew Lockhart, reports a complete communication blackout, mail sent, but Curtis's phone's disconnected, leaving him unreachable. With patience wearing thin, prosecutors are pushing for bond forfeiture and a bench warrant. The court, however, is taking an initial step, issuing a show cause order, demanding Curtis explain his vanishing act. The clock is ticking for Mr. Curtis to reappear before more serious consequences kick in. During the Village of Sebwings Police Committee meeting this month, there were several topics covered. The police department will start to utilize a special hybrid-style shift schedule. Officers will do a mix of 8-hour per day shifts 1 week and then do 10-hour shifts the next week. The department will start using a new column timesheet to track hours spent by all officers on non-school resource officer attending school activities. It was noted that requests generally come from the Unionville-Sebwing area school district officials. Also, the police office has been doing renovations here, and there has been time as funds allow. One of the planned renovations will allow the department to have a video recording system. During the meeting, it was noted that Police Chief Steve Repke is trying to secure a refurbished AED and to secure a push bumper for a 2019 Dodge Durango patrol unit. And the Oliver Fire Department had a lot to report to the township's Board of Trustees at the last meeting. Fire Chief Jim Seeley reported due to the nature of the fire at Tower Automotive, which is now known as Auto Condition, caused the turnout gear to be extremely sooty and oily from fire there January 13th, so 4 sets of the turnout gear were sent out to be cleaned. The department has also responded on January 19th for a false alarm at Auto Condition. Some of the other runs department responded to in January included assist to other fire departments, downed wires, and lift assist. Also, to address the $181 cost for the electrical hookup for the new air compressor, the fire department agreed to pay $441, which is half the cost. In other fire department matters, the board approved increasing the pay rate from $40 to $50 per run for training sessions for firefighters. The pay for the fire chief will be $600 per month plus $50 per run and training sessions. During the meeting, it was noted that Windsor Township Fire Department charges $1,250 per section for coverage in Chandler Township, while Oliver only charges $700 per section for coverage. The board is expected to review the per section charge for fire service mid-year. It is also reported the fire department is working on updating its bylaws. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Every Wednesday night, the Pizza Shack in Bad Axe features their delicious all-you-can-eat pizza buffet from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The buffet features 3 different kinds of pizza, along with cheesy bread, dough balls, a full salad bar, and cinnamon balls to wrap it up. There's something for everyone. It's just $10.99 for adults, $5.99 for kids ages 6 to 10, and kids 5 and under eat free, making it the best dinner deal in town. You'll find the Pizza Shack at 610 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe, just 6 blocks north of the M142 and M53 intersection in downtown Bad Axe, serving fresh, hot pizza 7 days a week. The Pizza Shack also offers grinders, chicken wings, loaded mac and cheese, salads, and desserts. They're open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sundays. For takeout or more information, call 989-623-0399 and follow The Pizza Shack on Facebook. The Pizza Shack. Less cooking, more pizza.
And we're back with more news. A coalition of 24 U.S. states has filed a formal lawsuit against the Trump administration, challenging the newly imposed 10% global tariff. The legal action argues that tariff exceeds executive authority and will cause significant economic harm to state economies by raising costs for consumers and businesses. The administration has defended the measure as a necessary step to protect domestic industries and negotiate better trade terms. This lawsuit represents the first major legal hurdle for the administration's second-term trade policy, with court dates expected to be set later this month. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi stated during a press conference that the war in Iraq should never have happened and warned that the world must not return to law of the jungle. China has positioned itself as a critic of the U.S.-led military action, advocating for diplomatic resolution instead of regime change. Wang also addressed the situation in Gaza, stating that the ongoing turmoil tests the foundation of international justice. China's diplomatic stance continues to emphasize national sovereignty and opposition to unilateral military interventions. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by the Pizza Shack. Why go to a chain when you can get the best pizza in town at the Pizza Shack? Your local pizza restaurant located at 610 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe.
ThumbNot.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNot.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNot.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNot.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNot.net, your guide to the thumb.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at this hour's news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.